Thomas Saldana, THOMASSALDANA, 62963. Today is 1/27/25. Our patient is a 63-year-old gentleman. 61-year-old gentleman comes in today for a physical. He suffers from hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, lower extremity pain, arm pain, leg pain, symptoms of diabetic neuropathy, weakness, tiredness, lower extremity edema, possible sleep apnea, period. His current medication includes Zyzal 5 mg a day, Crestor 5 mg a day, Metformin 500 mg a day, Losartan 50 mg, Splash Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 mg a day. Surgery, left knee surgery, social. He works at Children's Hospital at the Medical Center. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he's married. Medical surgery, left knee surgery, allergy, Keflex, COVID immunization up to date, family history, dad of kidney cancer, mom died of breast cancer, thyroid cancer. Mom's thyroid cancer definitely is not medullary cancer, it was follicular. Patient discussed this with his brother, who's a PA, and his sister, who's a physician, regarding this, because he's very much interested in starting GLP-1 treatments, period. 275 pounds, down 5 pounds, 96%, 98, 18, 83, 139 over 73. Heart positive, swollen positive, still lungs, free bronchi, abdomen soft, neck, sensitivity, skin shows, not ashram, because of the lesion, was a non-focal, positive pulses, low extremity, with tricidema, number 1. Diabetes, number 2, check A1C, number 3, may benefit from GLP-1 if his A1C is elevated, number 4. Fatty liver, next one is lower extremity pain, next one is no DVT, next one is no PVD, next one is neuropathy, noted, next one is possible sleep apnea, next one is we'll try to get the patient's weight off instead of starting him doing a sleep study, next one is recent bronchitis, next one is sinusitis resolved, next one is no smoking or ETOH abuse, next one is diet and exercise discussed, next one is family history of thyroid cancer, but not medullary, next one is thyroid looks good today, next one is check testosterone level. Next time is we'll get the blood work and then decide on Monjura versus semaglutide slash Ozempic at that time. Thank you.